The Grammy Awards are almost 2 months away, but nominations were released yesterday. You're likely to hear a lot about some categories, such as Record of the Year, but there are a lot of other categories. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has a different take on the Grammys.
There are over 100 categories for the Grammy Awards, which are given by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. Everything from spoken word poetry to the polka is covered, but since we're here in Los Angeles, still the movie capital of the world, we thought we'd give you a sample of the 5 songs nominated in Category 80, Best Song Written for Motion Picture, Television, or Other Visual Media. Number 1, Act a Fool, sung by Ludacris, from Too Fast, Too Furious.
Somebody broke in and cleaned out your crib, boy, what you gonna do? Act a fool!
Number 2, Lose Yourself, from the Eminem biopic 8 Mile. Number 3, U2's The Hands That Built America, from Gangs of New York.
These are the hands that built America.
Four, A Mighty Wind, the ensemble finale from the movie of the same name.
Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing, across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality. Yes, it's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing you and me.
And 5, Queen Latifah's I Move On, from the movie soundtrack of Chicago. Grammy winners will be announced in Los Angeles on February 8th. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And now we're moving on. Day to Day is produced by Steve Proffitt and edited by John Buckley. The production staff includes Luke Burbank, Shireen Meraji, Chip Grabo, Christopher Johnson, Nihar Patel, and Rob Sachs. Our intern is Julia Romano, to whom we bid a fond farewell. Editors Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Catherine Fox, technical director Leo Delagula, engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The executive producer is J.J. Sutherland. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. Alex Chadwick is back on Monday. I'm Madeline Brand.